Well, hello there, naughty boys and girls. It is I, the Zestrina! Welcome to the Tasty Earbuds Podcast. Here, we are all about the drag, the art, the trash, and the comedy. This episode, we're gonna talk to a very sexy freak show girl who is high on X. And I'm not talking about the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. She's the commodity of body oddities from friendly Philadelphia, Onyx on Dix. This horrendously gorgeous Freaky Fry Gay is a cast member of season 5 of the Boulay Brothers' Dragula. We gonna talk about her drag history and her experience on the show. Let's go! So, how you feeling? I'm feeling good. I just love everybody. Everybody's so wonderful. Why can't we all just learn to live together in peace, love, and harmony? Wait a minute. Oh, it's wearing off a little bit. You got any more pills? But first, some important news.
And now, Tasty Earbits News, your number 3 source of vitally important Disasterina news items.
Hello fans, my award-winning drag interview show, My Drag is Valid, it's been picked up by the Queer Canadian Super Network, Out TV. That's right fans, all the original My Drag is Valid episodes and a brand new unreleased episode featuring shape-shifting drag king extraordinaire Charles Galen will be available exclusively on their network. A classic episode will be broadcast each week for 15 weeks. Those perfect fans who have already seen the classic episodes, as well as the new fans just discovering the show, will be excited to discover that every episode will have brand new clips, graphics, and music spliced in, added for your enjoyment. Sign up now at outtv.com. Onyx on Dix, welcome to the Tasty Earbits Podcast!
Oh, hello. Oh my God, Disasterina, can I do your little intro you always do?
Yes, I'm tired of it. You probably do it better.
Okay, let me warm up. Hello, naughty boys and girls. It is I, Disasterina!
I'm totally sampling that. I'm retiring that intro. I'm going to use that from now on.
And I can die now.
Well, Onyx on Dix, don't die because we are just getting to know you. I just met you 12 seconds ago, so please don't die on me yet.
I know. I'll try not to, but these days I've been being exterminated quite a bit.
It sucks, but you are going to get a lot of eyeballs, a lot of fans for being on the Boulay Brothers Dragula Season 5, even though you were the first out. You are going to get a lot of interest in what you do, which is awesome.
You're right. And I never like to overstay my welcome, and I certainly didn't do that.
Are you one of those people who go to the party and then you just slip out and everybody's like, what happened to Onyx?
Exactly, because that's what, you know, you can't say bye to everyone, and that's what I feel like I did on the show. I just, like a shooting star, I was there for one glorious moment.
Well, you know, you didn't get enough time on the show, but in your drag career, you've done a lot. I'm really curious, when did that all start?
I think I've been doing drag 7 years. I used to play in a lot of emo bands, and I originally went to college for music. And when I perform in bands, I would dress up all crazy. And I realized I was into performing for the dressing up aspect of it. And like the bands were like, bitch, I don't think you're like really care about the music. And I was like, you're right, I don't. I just want to look crazy. So then I did like an open mic drag show, and the rest is herstory.
When was that? When did you do the open mic drag show?
I think that was 2016. Yeah, 2016. And I remember I performed This Kiss by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I did a terrible job.
And you were like, I did such a terrible job, I'm going to keep torturing everybody.
Yeah, I think I'll do this forever.
Well, I'm glad you did. I don't know that much about you, but I've been following your Instagram for a while. I have never seen you live, but I'm really interested in the variety of drag you have on there.
And I'm best live, I say. I'm really like, I think since I've been performing forever, so like we've all heard it, but the stage is my home. That is where I feel the most myself.
You also mentioned that you are a sideshow freak type of performer. You do all sorts of interesting things with dangerous things.
Yeah.
Usually in your face or on your tongue or something.
Yes.
What all do you do? And when did you start? Was it when you were doing the band?
That started in my drag career because what did I see? I think I went to a sideshow show at like a convention. I think it might have been like a tattoo convention or something. And I saw these people, they were like staple gunning themselves and putting their, you know, needles through their cheeks. And there's this one queen from Philly. She doesn't do drag anymore, but she was iconic for nose flossing, which is putting the string through your nose and pulling it out your mouth. And I was like, we can do that stuff? Like, I was like, lip syncing is fun and all, but like, have you ever seen someone shove a cross up their ass? Like, that'll get them going. So then I just started developing acts around that. And my motto kind of became like, whether you like it or hate it, you're not going to forget it.
If it's visceral and in your face and dangerous, you're right.
Yeah.
Your eyeballs are not going to forget. They have the muscle memory in the eyeballs. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw the person put the thing in their ass and they're in their eyes and their tongue. Ah!
And then you're right. The worst thing you can be is forgettable, honestly. Like, yeah.
You did the open mic drag thing and you started to drag. And then did you say, this is fun and all, but I've got to up the ante with the freak show stuff?
Yeah. So I started implementing like sideshow stuff into like just performance. I was like, oh, people really love this or hate this. But either way, like I get such a reaction out of the crowd that I was like, I should just do this all the time. And then I started getting booked exclusively for that. And then I got a wonderful mentor, Mackenzie Maltov, who's a sideshow clown. And she's incredible. She actually has the world record for most swords swallowed while pregnant.
What?
And also most swords swallowed while pregnant while upside down. She's incredible.
I hope nobody breaks that record.
And the baby's fine. Baby's fine too. Just came out with its ears pierced, but it's fine.
Just a little off somehow.
Just a little off.
But they're cute.
They're cute. They'll probably do drag. So she started teaching me how to do fire and taught me how to fire eat and do like fire fans. And then I started getting booked for that. And I realized with fire, if you get booked for fire, you can charge more. So I was like, oh, I was like, there's danger involved. Therefore, you can make people pay you more.
Makes sense. Also, you know, it's a specialist thing. I know people from the Burning Man community have gone to Burning Man way too many times, but I know a lot of these people who do the fire stuff, and there's a whole thing about it. It's all the safety stuff, and you have to make sure you don't die.
Yeah.
Because you can die real easy.
You really can, and it happens quick. So like Mackenzie and I, when we perform together, we'll fire safety for each other, and I've only had like one or two accidents, but it happens really, really fast. And it's very, very scary. So as fun as it is doing dangerous stunts, you realize you do have a few wake up calls and you're like, oh, this is dangerous.
You know, that actually happened to one of the Dracula performers. It happened to Kendra Onyx.
Yeah, Kendra Onyx. Yeah. I remember when that happened, I stopped performing Fire for a few months because she got really, really hurt and made an amazing recovery. Like, you can't even tell.
I don't know how, but I'm so glad that Kendra is alive and well and doing more Boulay stuff.
Looks as cunty as ever. and yeah, I remember I burnt the roof of my mouth once so bad that I was able to peel off the entire roof of my mouth. And it was a hunk of skin, like 3 inches big.
Wow.
I was like, now what should we do wrong? Live, laugh, learn.
And now, a short break for an important message.
Hi, this is Sparkleboard the Mushroom Gnome. You are listening to the Tasty Earbuds Podcast. Help support our endeavor by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/coldslutsonfire. One word. I'm Snorkelboard the Mushroom Gnome. The Mushroom Gnome, the Mushroom Gnome, the Mushroom Gnome, the Mushroom... Snorkelboard the Mushroom Gnome, the Mushroom Gnome, the Mushroom Gnome...
My only reference for you really is the Instagram. So I'm on there looking, and you're refining. It seems like you started with the glamour first, and then you incorporated more kind of monstery looks and more blood and more chaos and more fantasy, and it got really complicated and complex and refined. And that's why you got cast, because you're super gorgeous glamour girl. And then you have this visceral quality to you. You have the looks to kill, and it looks like you either got killed or you're going to kill. The elaborate stuff that you got going on is really impressive. You're using prosthetics and all sorts of stuff. When did you really get into the sort of like the monstery type of thing?
So about 3 years into drag, I started to make my own stuff purely because it was cheaper, honestly. And it really was like, I really owe a lot of inspiration to Dragula as a whole, just seeing like, you know, Victoria and even you and like Abora just turning into these like fucking monsters. I was like, oh my God, like we can look like that? And I was like, I just have to try it. Like if I'm inspired, I got to try it. So then... let's say the past 2 years, I've been trying to get more into especially prosthetics, but I've been making my own stuff for about 4 years. But I find it's really hard to like be a working diva and be able to do prosthetics and stuff because, you know, the standard where I am is you do two numbers. It's always two numbers. And if you're, you know, having your face melt off one number, you can't do that the second number. You can't switch your prosthetic backstage. I'm sure someone can, but I fucking can't.
That's interesting that you mentioned that because that's right. It's like when I do live stuff, getting ready for 5 hours is not realistic anymore.
Yeah.
The prosthetic and the editorial look is really kind of like for fashion shoots almost.
Fashion shoots are like one-off things, but to really commit to like one whole look where you're like body painting, prosthetics, like having a certain kind of wig and stuff. Like I can only do for like one-offs, photo shoots. And that's why I was so excited for Dragula. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, like you can really put your whole pussy into like one look for one challenge. Because I don't get the opportunity to do that a lot. And being, so I have a residency at this like dinner theater circus place. I think like if I showed up in like certain stuff, they would be like, hey, you need to take that off, honey. Like, like we want you weird, but like palatable weird.
As a drag performer, you have to be cognizant of the tips.
Yeah.
So if you're covered in goo, sure, you're going to get some tips, but you might not even be able to see the crowd to get the tips.
Yeah.
Because it's, you got this prosthetic all over your face. It's an interesting problem.
It is.
That's why I don't do more prosthetic work, is because I do a lot of conventions where I'm selling my art. And it's like, am I really going to sit here for 5 hours and do this thing and not be able to move and then have to sell my art?
Yeah, no.
There's got to be another outlet to it. So I'm glad you got on Dragula to show some of that stuff.
Me too.
And you know, I think you're going to get on the Titans 2. We're going to be co-stars on Titans 2.
Bitch, it's going to be you and me will be top two.
But who's going to be the top?
Well, you know, I guess we'll have to flip a coin or...
Okay, I'm down with
that. Maybe we can just thumb wrestle.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good thumb wrestler, but maybe I don't want to win that one. Anyway, that goes into your name, which I love, by the way, Onyx on Dix. Can you explain a little about what Onyx on Dix is about?
I would love to. So what it is, it's not really a pun. It's more of a sentence. It's on X, so on ecstasy, on a penis at the same time, which a few of us have been so lucky to be able to experience in this life. And I got the name. I originally was just Onyx. And then my friends and I smoked a lot of weed. And they were like, you should just be on Dix as well. And I was like, that doesn't really make sense. And they were like, well, that's like the fun of it. And yeah, the rest is history. I was like, that's fun. That's silly. But honestly, I kind of wish I had picked a different name because sometimes I love it. Sometimes I hate it. But, you know, you're kind of stuck with it, I feel like.
Well, as somebody who is interested in monster drag, I love it, of course. There is a lot of drag names that are super pornographic and super profane.
Yeah.
So I think some people think, oh, my name is so profane. How am I going to get booked? It's like Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Yeah.
You don't hear the Thunderfuck 5000 very often, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Alaska. What about their last name?
Yeah.
So is it that kind of thing?
I kind of wish I went more raunchier, but then I was afraid I wasn't going to get booked. And so I wish I was like Chokes on Dix, I think would have been really fun. Or you can really put any word before on Dix and it's silly. Like you could be Ketchup on Dix. That's fun. Or I wish I went more like stereotypical spooky. So before I was Onyx on Dix, I did 2 shows as someone else, as under another name. And that name was Cheetah Margarita. But I was like, this isn't right.
Well, but I think you chose right, Onyx on Dix.
Thank you.
Because I just keep thinking of that scene. Is there ever in this universe a better feeling than Onyx on a dick? I don't know if there is.
You've reached enlightenment. I'm telling you, from experience, there's not. You'll be chasing that feeling the rest of your life.
Well, Onyx, let's talk a little bit about the whole Dragula thing. I know you can't get super detailed about everything, but that's what most people know about me from is Dragula, even though it's like 6 years ago now or something, and I've done all these other things. They're like, oh, season 2 of Dragula, right? I'm like, yes, season 2 of Dragula. Have you seen my other 10 shows? No? Fuck you.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot of eyeballs from the Dragula, and it must have been a super fun experience. I remember the first day for me on set, I got to meet all the monsters. I didn't know any of them. And it was really interesting, my impressions of each one as I met them. So I was wondering if you can go through all these names and just give us what your first impression was.
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
Okay, you see Orgotic on set. What did you think?
I remember I saw them getting ready. And we've all seen them. We all know what they look like. And I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, they look like a salami monster. They were like just wrapping their head in saran wrap. And I was like, you know, everybody's so creative. But then the final product, I was living for them. Like, I love a bitch that's just a true monster. And then my second thought was that they're kind of cute out of drag. So... they really got the whole yin and yang down.
Okay, well, what about Cynthia Doll? It seems like you were a little bit of a pal with Cynthia Doll on the set.
Yeah, we were. I fucking love Cynthia because Cynthia, you kind of hear Cynthia before you see Cynthia. And she is just such a fucking personality. And I just knew Before I even started getting dragged, she'd be stiff competition because that bitch is like 200% personality. And it's like that all the time. Even when we were staying, like she would just wake up and be like, good morning, Cynthia.
Cynthia outperformed you on one of the extermination challenges, which was a really interesting one because with the Boulay Brothers Dragula, they don't often do extermination challenges where the person who actually literally loses gets off of the show, right?
Yes.
They usually have two or three people and they have to do something and then they judge, you know, which one is better doing it or who they want to stay and who they want to kick out. But on this one, there was a true competition.
It was.
Of getting some mealworms from a pan into a beaker on a different table with your mouth.
With our tongues and our chompers. And I am so disappointed watching it back and realizing she actually did beat me. Because I could have sworn, I was like, that bitch did not get more fucking worms in there than me. I was like, I turned myself into a vacuum. I was like, I was slurping those things up. But she has, you know, as Jay says, she has a big mouth. And it is her biggest asset. And she really, the way she tilted her head to the side and kind of did an ice cream scooping motion with her mouth won her that extermination.
Wow, I didn't even know that. So it's like these crazy techniques that people have to come up with. Wow. They deserved it, you know.
She really, like, I saw myself and I was like, I'm so embarrassed by how little worms I got in there. Next time.
Rematch.
Yeah, next time I see that bitch, we're going to Petco, getting some worms, and we're doing a rematch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want some more important commercial messages? Well, here they are.
Coasters on fire.
The Disaster Arena merch zone place.
Coasters on fire.
It's my fancy store. Go buy my shit.
None of these are prints, ephemera, t-shirts, stickers, apparel, badges, greeting cards, paintings, jewelry, enamel pans, accessories.
Plenty of fun stuff for you and your stupid friends.
Coasters
on fire.com.
Mitchell Daub here for Cold Sluts on Fire. Put some jingle in your balls during this gifting time of the year at the Cold Sluts on Fire store, which is now 10% off throughout the holiday season. It's a sleigh ride of a discount ho-ho-hoing its way down Candy Cane Lane. Go to coldslutsonfire.com now.
Okay, how about Satana? What did you think of them?
I was a little afraid of her at first because she has such a striking face and she's so gorgeous. She's very quiet and every time she says something, it's with like such meaning. And I feared that. She was a little too cunty, but then, you know, I went home and then she went home and we got very, very, very close. She's my sister. Absolutely love her. But yeah, I was a little afraid of her day one.
So you say you got to know them after you were eliminated.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you are somewhere, you can't go into huge detail, but you're somewhere together the whole time until the filming is through. Is that right?
Yes, because everyone else is all like filming and we were just like, you want to watch Modern Family? Like, okay, let's go touch some grass. Okay, let's come back inside.
Okay, how about Blackberry? What did you think of Blackberry?
So I had heard of Blackberry before the show. And when I saw her, she kind of gagged me. She was there because she's not, you know, normally who you would expect to see on Dragula. I've known her from Houston, and then she's like the hostess of Houston, host drag brunch, host basically every show in Houston. So I was surprised to see her. Yeah, I'd say that was my initial reaction. I was surprised. But turned out she is a bit of a monster. She's got a little something under there.
It's fun to see the casting on this show because I think the Boulay's got it right. You know, there's different kind of performers on every season.
Yeah.
But they're all monsters somehow. Welcome to the Monster Club, Blackberry.
Yeah.
What about Throb Zombie?
So they're another one who I have performed with them before Dragula, knew of them. And the first time I saw them perform was in Austin. We did this like festival together. And they were like this giant leather skin bat at this festival. So when I saw Throb here, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, shit, they're gonna bring it. And they make all their own stuff. They're very crafty. And it's a crafty bitch you got to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that'll get you.
You know, this interesting, on my season, I was like, as soon as I saw Victoria on the set, and I was like, oh.
Right.
That's the winner right there. Didn't happen that season, but they eventually got a W.
Victoria reminds me of, you know, who's that? That woman with the cooking show, Ina Garner. You know, the barefoot Contessa?
Mm.
She's this cooking person, and she's always like, you know, if you can't grow your own heirloom tomatoes, store-bought is okay. And I feel like Victoria, she's like, if you're not using real dead human flesh, you know, you can get store-bought.
Okay, how about, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, there's a little bit of controversy, Neo Hulu X?
Yes. Yeah, there has been a lot of controversy. I think it's Neo Hulu X.
Okay.
But, because it's a Chinese name, but I think our, you know, the American tongue really fights.
I'm a dumb American.
Yeah, Neo Hulu.
What is she, a Hulu dancer or something?
Yeah. I was like, we have Neo Hulu, Neo Netflix, Neo Paramount Plus. I also knew of Neo before the show, and I was probably the most intimidated by her. Because I was such a big fan, followed her on Instagram, and I remember like her signature makeup style. But I had never seen her perform, didn't even know she liked to perform. So I was like, maybe that's her Achilles heel in this competition. But I knew she would bring the looks, and boy, did she.
Full on. It's like editorial as fuck.
Gorgeous.
The thing about Dragula, it's really very heavily fashion slanted.
Yeah, it's very much more a look competition, it feels.
If you got really good looks, you're going to do well no matter what. Even if you don't do any performance at all. Neil Hudu was talking about, I think I've done 3 or 4. They can't even remember 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So basically 0. And they're doing super good on the show.
I remember their makeup station was 2 behind mine. So every once in a while, I just look behind me and see what she was doing. I was like, oh, son of a fucking bitch. I remember her putting on like the spider outfit. I was like, oh, fucking Christ. Like, is that 3 vaginas?
No, Neil Hudu is my pussy face sister.
Yes.
Because on episode 1 of season 2, I had a pussy on my face.
You did.
Go back and reference that, people.
As the Dracula pussy expert, what did you think of her pussies?
Well, they were more obvious. And I think that's why I got away with it. At the time on season 2, we could be filthy, but we couldn't be that filthy, right?
Yes.
They want filth, but it's like, filth that we can actually show on TV. So when I had this prosthetic made that was me ripping off my pussy and having it sewn onto my face, luckily, they didn't realize it was a pussy. That's how I got away with it. There was a pussy on my face. And after that, I said, hey, I've got a pussy on my face. There's nothing you can do about it now. And they're like, huh? Oh, my God, you do have a pussy on your face. I would have gotten censored if I would have told them I had a pussy on my face. So luckily I didn't.
Yeah. If you go look at like the Dragula Instagram through all the pictures for that challenge, they have this big edit thing, like censored thing over everyone's picture. The Neo is just mostly that.
I'm surprised they were able to show it on this season, honestly.
Those were anatomically correct pussies. Those were, those looked right.
Those were some beautiful labia lips right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you think about JK? Everybody has a very strong opinion about this character.
Oh, yeah. And boy, do I. Piece of shit. No, I'm just kidding. I also knew about Jay before the show because they're from Brooklyn and I'm in Philly. So right across the, you know, Jersey Turnpike. So I had seen them perform before. I knew of them. And, you know, Brooklyn drag is so like grungy and punky. And it is very like mismatched, thrown together because the clubs are there are small as fuck. So you can't like wear these massive things. So I was really curious what they would bring. And honestly, well, I was there for such a short time on the show, but Jay, they came in strong, but they were never like too offensive, to me at least. I did have some issues with their cardboard usage, but honestly, it looks better on the show than it did in person. I remember in person, there's a marshmallow look looking at the graham cracker and being like, girl, I can't believe you're going to walk out there with that. But, you know, more power to you. But Jay has actually grown to be a really close friend of mine.
Oh, good.
Yes. They were at my house 2 days ago. I'm performing with them tonight, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm performing with them in Providence.
Oh, very cool.
And they're coming to Philly next week. So Jay, and I talk to them probably every day. So Jay's turned into like a really good friend.
Well, that's good to know. You know, people think they're problematic on the show. I don't know, whatever. It's just like the usual sort of jogging for position. People try to throw shade here and there. They don't seem like they're doing anything different than anybody else is doing.
As you can probably attest, like Jay was making it far because they are such a personality. And Jay is like, you know, God tier reality TV. And I think like I was frustrated seeing them go farther than me just because I thought like my drag that I brought was better. And I thought, you know, my looks were better, but they kept pushing Jay forward, I think, because they were so good, such great TV. And I think people were frustrated. So I think Jay kind of turned into the scapegoat for a lot of just feelings in general. So anytime they opened up their mouth, well, we all saw what happens. But yeah, it's interesting watching it now. I'm like trying to, I try to remember back being like, what did they say that really pissed people off?
Bet you didn't know I had a seasonal hit song. Go listen to the entire song over on the Spotify. And now, back to the final section of the Onyx on Dix interview. Okay, what about Anaphylactic?
I really, like, was so gagged when I saw everybody because I'd heard of everyone. Anna, I knew about since I started drag because when I was picking a drag name, I actually thought of the name Anaphylactic. And I thought I was so funny and so clever and creative. And then I Google and here I find this bitch already with the fucking name.
Like 10 years ago.
So, yeah, like before I was born, she had that name. So I was like, oh, shit. I was gagged to see her there. You know, she's such a drag legend and from across the pond too. So it was exciting just to meet her. And she is so sweet. She is has such like, you know, that British kind of just politeness.
They sound like they should be on a show called The Scrummy Crumpets. I'm trying to push this narrative. It's like one of those BBC4 sitcoms and Anna's on there. Just whenever they start talking, I just think, you know, British TV, right? I don't know about you, but that's for me.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I'd love to see Anna on that.
Okay, what about Fantasia Royale Gaga?
I was absolutely gagged when I saw her. She was actually the first person I saw when I got there. Because first thing you see is tits. And then I realized, oh my God, this is Fantasia.
And the last thing you see is tits.
And the last, that's right. And the first thing you see when you wake up and before you go to bed. I was so gagged to see her there. I just knew she was going to do well because she's just such like a top tier performer and has been in the game for so long. I know some people are like, you know, I don't know if Fantasia's a monster, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, she's got the Dragula spirit in her. She got a little horror filth glamour, honey.
I would totally agree with that. It's going to be exciting to see how things go with them and the whole cast and everything. What about Jarvis Hammer?
Another bitch I'd been with before. And I just remember they did a stand-up comedy routine when I saw them. Because they're the ghost host with the most. I was excited just to see what they would bring since they are a fully fledged drag character. Like, just to see what that would look like. Someone made the joke once on the cast. They're like, I like that we have a real British person and also kind of a fake one too. I really love the whole cast. Like, I feel like I'm being so like miscongeniality, but really like by the end of the show, I think we all like each other.
What's going on next in your career? I know you're doing these drag shows and things. Anything else big happening?
Well, I'm going to be posting all my looks. I didn't get to show.
I really liked your Hotel of Horror outfit, by the way. Super sexy.
Thank you.
And I like how you're all burned up and everything. Everybody should go onto Honest Ondick's Instagram and look at that. They just posted it. And you are gorge. Love it.
Oh, thank you. My idea was during the floor show, I would smoke a bunch of cigarettes and eat them and like put them out on my arm and like put them out on my butt. I was going to have a big sooty black handprint on my ass because this is my issue with Instagram. So like I do all these stunts and stuff and I can't post any of them though, because they get taken down. They always get taken down. That's what I'm telling people. Book me in your city and then I can shove stuff up my butt in front of you. Because a lot of sideshow stuff is so nasty. Like I did one show where like me and another performer like stapled our dicks together, and like I don't know, I would pay to see that.
Wow, I've never even heard of that before. Stapling dicks together.
Yeah,
it must be a pretty big staple. How big are those staples?
Well, you do you do like one like this and one like this, and you staple them on the side. So you had to staple them the sides together. Like if it's two books stacked, you do them that way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can't go through. You can't go through. I mean, you could, but.
That's probably the end of your career right there.
Yeah, I would.
Not even Viagra would help you after that one.
It'd be Onyx, no dicks after that.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What is your big plans for the future?
Mine is just performing and performing. I want to travel. I want to go around the country. I want to go around the world. So I've been working on just trying to get bookings as many places as I can and just show them my crazy shit. That's what I want to do. I wish I could. Maybe one day I'll do this. I really want to tour with like a sideshow group, circus group, something like that. That's kind of my goal. But right now, I'm kind of just trying to get through Dragula.
I hear you.
It's funny watching now. I feel like I'm just watching as like a fan. I'm just like watching the show like, oh, I remember hearing about this.
Well, it's a really, really good season. And I think the reason you got out early is just one of those things, because I think your drag's awesome. And it's just really good competition, and you never know what's going to happen.
And I think my biggest downfall was going into it thinking this is a drag competition and not that this is a reality drag show competition. where that's when, like, if I did Titans, things would be a little different. I would go up to someone and be like, you're a piece of shit, and I'm not going to tell you about it till episode 6.
That is one thing that people don't realize. Like, it's a TV show first.
There's got to be drama, and there's got to be, you know, ups and downs and highs and lows. And something like, you know, the main reason I got eliminated is that I was kind of a little too all over the place with my looks and, like, quote unquote, who I was. And that really is something you need to win a reality show. You need to be a fully formed character that people can pick up on in an episode or two, in like 30 minutes. So I'm refining myself too. I'm finding myself.
You know, I don't really care if you don't find yourself, because what I find is working out for me. Oh, that reminds me. You just came out with a single with Cynthia Dahl.
Me and Cynthia have the hit single First Out featuring Cynthia Dahl, which is about being, you know, first out. And I think owning it and realizing there's all these drag competitions that happen, but no one's truly brave enough to go home first. Everyone wants to win, but try the reverse way.
Wow-woo-wee-woo. I am just so excited to be on a television program. I'm a little nervous, but as long as I try my best and have fun, I think I'll be fine. I probably won't win. I just don't want to go home first. Fuck.
Bottom.
Shit.
Bottom again. No number on my back, and I don't know who I am. Oh, bitch, can't do it like me. Got no screen time, that's my tea. Yeah, I'm all packed up, I'm good to go, and I don't even know what happens on the show. Ooh, I'm skating home, cause I'm in debt, so book this hoe. No, I'm trying to get paid, cause, well, I don't get laid. Didn't come in first.
No, no.
Nope. Not second. Girl, I fell from heaven and I landed in 11.
First off, you could never first home. You could never first pack. You could never, I'm in hell, it's hotter than ever. First out, you could never first home. You could never first pack. You could never, I'm in hell, it's hotter than ever.
Cynthia produced that herself, and we literally did it on our phones.
Oh, wow.
Cynthia put that whole song together via her phone. So check it out.
We should get together and do a song. I do music too.
Yes. Oh, I've heard your music. I would love to.
Okay. So you said you were in a band. Were you the singer, or did you play instruments?
I was a singer and I played piano. I went to school for opera originally.
Wow.
Yeah.
My wife is an opera singer.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like a small world.
You still do the opera?
Sometimes. I'm trying to get back into music a little bit, but you know, it's tough with drag and, you know, being on the show, I was like an aggressive chain smoker. So that really helped my voice. but I'm trying to get back into it. So we'll see. I think, you know, just even making this song with Cynthia was it was fun. I'm not really singing, but like might be something fun to do. I'll sing at shows occasionally.
Well, you have an open invitation to do a song. And if you come up with an idea, or if I come up with an idea, maybe we can go back and forth with it. And you never know.
Oh, I'm going to take you up on that. I would absolutely love to.
All right. Yay! Well, I'm going to end the interview because it was a great interview. And now I need to get a tasty drink.
Hey, you deserve a tasty drink. I have to get in drag and go make fun of JK more. I'm going to throw a drink at Jay tonight.
Yeah, you should. That's right. You know, Orgotic got him with a drink, so that's going to be a tradition now.
Yeah, every time you see Jay, you have to throw a drink at him. No, it's funny. People are like, I know Orgotic, you know, is from Colombia, you know, lives in Buenos Aires, but like, you know, throwing a drink at someone from Brooklyn is a brave thing to do.
Well, I'll let you go. Thank you so much, Onyx on Dix.
Thank you for having me. Love you.
Go follow Onyx on Dix on Instagram at O-N-Y-X, O-N-D-Y-X, one word. We'll be right back. and the podcast by Dr. Stevo, Settel, Kent Holmes, and moi, Disasterina! Oh, and also Cynthia Dahl and Onyx Untix. I would like to personally thank our fantastic Patreon supporters. You are the ones who are keeping this podcast growing and going. Love you. Joseph Reich, Indra Lowenstein, Amy Marsh, Jeremy McNabb, Keith Ferguson, Annalyn Bond, Rollerblaze, Sezzy C, Sylvia Ahmed, Tom, Ali, Carrie Wolf, Eric Peterson, John Get Bent, Renee Redanius, Melissa Sarah, Julia Levine, Rhea, Simin Lo, Spencer Montoya, Story Nagel, and Katrina Miller. Thank you so much, and remember, Patreon supporters, if you have any questions for the magical disaster Nick Queen herself, just go ahead and send me a message to Patreon, and I will answer your question on the air on the podcast. Special perks for you. You want to be as wonderful as those people? Well, then go to Patreon, I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, .com/coldslutsonfire. One word, give us plenty of your greenbacks. We need it.